there's a new museum in the Hoosier State, and it should be no surprise that Indiana has added another to its ranks. The Indianapolis Children's Museum, the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame in Newcastle, the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, all are top-rate attractions. Now, the latest museum is the Museum of Natural Nature, surely soon to become known as the MNN. Now, if you've not yet heard of the MNN, that's probably because it's on my back porch, and it's not yet been marketed to the general public. The curators of the MNN are three bright and talented young people, my two children and a friend from next door. Over the last few weeks, they've been procuring specimens, building exhibits, and designing interactive learning experiences. The museum features fascinating items like a dried-up squirrel's tail, pieces of bark from an Indiana maple, some sticks of unusual shapes, and a variety of other found objects. There's even a station where patrons can put pen to paper and create their own comic book with stories and pictures inspired by their visit. Now, although they don't charge admission, several items are available for purchase. The squirrel's tail, however, is not for sale at any price. If you want to take in this Museum of Natural Nature, you'd better hurry up, because there's currently a dispute about the location of said museum. As it is now configured, the museum occupies the same space as my grill. And with grilling weather upon us, these are incompatible uses, children and open flames. Now, I feel a bit like a movie villain, you know, the one who's planning to build his new skyscraper on the site where a neighborhood park is currently located. Now, unlike that stereotypical bad guy, I'm a man of reason who will work out some sort of compromise with the other party. Who am I to impede the scientific discovery of young minds? I'm taking a few days to think about a solution before firing up the grill for a full Saturday of smoking large chunks of meat low and slow. Now, I'll use some of this waiting time to get ready for barbecue, procuring lump charcoal, hickory and mesquite wood chips, and other supplies. Now, I frequently get asked for my recipe for pulled pork, and I usually just give a chuckle and tell folks that talking about something as transcendent as pulled pork using terms like recipe is like asking Da Vinci for instructions for painting the Mona Lisa. As difficult as it is to transfer barbecue knowledge, one place to start is with a good all-purpose barbecue rub. The rub I make is a blend of 9 different spices and flavorings, and one of the ingredients that makes it a bit unusual is cocoa powder. This combination of spices works really, really well on pork shoulder, baby back ribs, beef brisket, and chicken. I use the rub to season the meat liberally the night before I'm going to cook it. And now you can find that full recipe on the website. So I'm not sure which will stay on the back porch, my grill or the kids' museum. The most likely scenario is that after a couple more weekends, the kids will tire of this project and move on to the next one, and will hopefully make place somewhere other than my back porch for it. For the time being, maybe we can come up with some sort of strategic alliance where museum customers can also purchase a pulled pork sandwich. Now, I use all natural pork, so maybe that's not too much of a stretch for the Museum of Natural Nature. So if you have plans to visit some museums this summer, keep the Museum of Natural Nature in mind, and as you make those plans, come hungry, both for knowledge and maybe barbecue.